Now, will you notice it says in verse 2, "And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuked thee." Now, that's very gentle in my book. I could think of worse things to say of him than that. But God respects this one that he created, the highest creature that he ever created. It was Satan. He was Lucifer, son of the morning. Now, this one, sin was found in him. What kind of sin? Lust? Stealing? No. Pride it was. He just wanted to rebel against God. He had a free will, and he set that will over against the will of God. And friends, that's sin. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. That's sin, friends. And that his own way can be described in certain specific sins: murder, stealing, lying, adultery. All of those, you can name them. They come in under the one heading, his own way. That is the problem with man. Now, Satan is here, and the Lord now says, "The Lord rebuke thee, O Satan, even the Lord who hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire?" Now, for just a moment, let's look at this. He says, "The Lord rebuke thee, O Satan," and he says, "The Lord who hath chosen Jerusalem." So you see that when the rebuke comes, it's not on account of Joshua, the person, but on account of Jerusalem, the capital of this nation. So it represents the nation. Now it's Joshua, the high priest, who's standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan was standing at his right hand to resist him, to oppose him. Generally, the defense is there on the right hand, the one to support you and help you. But Satan's not there for that purpose. He's there to resist, there to make an accusation. And the Lord was the one that rebuked him. And the reason was, God says, "The Lord hath chosen Jerusalem." Now, it's true that Joshua was clothed with dirty clothes, and he needed to be cleaned up, not only on the outside, but probably on the in. But he is representative of the nation, because God makes it clear, "Who hath chosen Jerusalem, rebuke thee." In other words, God is saying here that the accusation made against Joshua is he's the representative of the nation. Now, you and I have an accuser of the brethren today, because we are told, John writes and says, "My little born ones, these things write I unto you, that you sin not." And I wish we couldn't, but I do. I don't know about you. "But if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous." He's the one that's standing here. He's the angel of the Lord. The Lord says, "The Lord rebuke you." And why? Because this city, as the capital of the nation, is a brand that's been plucked out of the fire. In other words, it looked as if that city could never be rebuilt after the Babylonian captivity, after Nebuchadnezzar destroyed it. And for 70 years it lies in dust and ashes. And then out of that dust and ashes, it's rebuilt again, a brand plucked out of the burning, if you please. It was John Wesley, by the way, who, you will recall, called himself a brand plucked out of the burning. And I'm of the opinion that many of us think of ourselves in that particular connection. I know as I look back, it seems to me like an accident that I got saved. It just didn't seem that it could possibly happen. But it did happen. And I know now it was no accident at all. So that it can be said of most any sinner today, we're a brand plucked out of the fire. Now, will you notice verse 3, it says, "Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel." Now, there was one thing that the high priest was to be clothed. He was to be clothed with linen, fine twine, byssus, Egyptian white linen. And his undergarments were of this white linen, and over it were the garments of beauty and glory that were plates. Now, I take it here that he's there just as a priest, but a high priest representing the nation. But his garments that should have been clean, they are very much unclean. And it says that he's clothed with filthy garments. Now, very frankly, friends, it's worse than filthy. It actually means that there was excrement on them. There was the awful excrement of human beings on him. He not only was dirty looking, but he smelled bad. You couldn't be any worse than this man was. And actually, here he is with this excrement on the garments, and he's dirty, he's filthy, he smells bad. And that's the way the sins of this nation look to God. How in the world can this be remedied, by the way? How is this man, or this nation, or how is it possible for you and me to stand before Almighty God?